Did I scare you?
Listening to the podcast that answers the only question that matters in horror film, did I scare you? I am your host, Jake Albrecht.
And I am his co-host and America's littlest brother, Vin.
How are you doing today, America's littlest brother?
I am, okay. I don't like your tone. What, do you have a problem? Do you have a problem with me today?
Not anything specific, but in a sort of generalized way.
Okay. All right, well, come at me then, bro. Let's do this.
Why are you still right now, my littlest brother?
What? That's my moniker. What do you want? I didn't choose that.
There's brothers more little than you.
But are they the littlest like me?
Obviously, no. There's only one who can be the littlest, but it's not you.
It is, though, because for anyone that I meet in life, I'm basically like their little brother.
I hope that's not true for everyone you meet in your life. He's married! For those of you who haven't listened before, this is not the podcast where my brother implies an incestual relationship with his
Yikes.
Wife. This
Yikes.
Is the podcast where we two brothers switch off picking a horror movie in an attempt to scare the other one. Vinny, I selected the movie this week. What is the name of the movie I selected?
You have selected for all of us a movie that I have actually seen. For once, and it was a while ago, you have selected for us the 2017 The Babysitter.
Yes, although this was filmed in 2015.
Oh, it was?
Yeah, which explains, there's like the blonde neighbor, the teen girl, the tween girl.
No.
In this movie. Oh,
okay, in this movie. Yeah. Yes.
She's in Dr. Sleep, and she looks, I wouldn't say significantly older, but like old enough. Hold on.
You wait a minute. Where are you going?
She looks a lot older like than she is in this movie, and I was like, but like, aren't they a lot closer together? So when I found out this was filmed 2 years before it came out, I was like, that makes a lot more sense.
Ah, okay. I see now. That's interesting. So it's one of those written but wasn't picked up until later, until Netflix was just like, yeah, we'll put that shit on here.
Yeah, this was originally meant for theatrical release, but then when no one picked it up, they ended up selling it to Netflix later.
Well, I mean, it did well enough for them to get a sequel, so.
I mean, yeah, this is back in the... This is back when Netflix was just kind of throwing money at everything. I don't know if it would get a sequel now.
Yeah, I suppose not. Hey, Jake, do you know who the director of this movie is?
Yeah, it would be Mick G.
Yeah, what?
Do you like that, Vin? Because every time I ask you about Mick G, you're like, I don't know who that is.
Yeah, that's Joseph McGinnity Nicole.
Nicole. What?
That's his actual name.
Vinny, who is Mick G? One more time.
Joseph?
No, Vin. What's he famous for?
Charlie's Angels.
Yeah, as I tell you every single time.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Charlie's Angels and Charlie's Angels Full Throttle.
Sexual innuendo.
He also produced Chuck on NBC, another Jake favorite.
Oh, yeah. Now I remember this guy. Why can't I ever remember his name? Mick G.
It's like Mick Lovin', but even shorter.
I'm pretty sure you've also made that joke before, too. I'm sure you have.
Yeah, Mick G was also rumored to be making a Superman movie for a while before they ended up giving that to Bryan Singer.
Was that the one with possible Nicolas Cage as Superman?
No, that was before that. That was the Tim Burton one.
Oh, right. Gotcha.
No, this is the one that ended up being with Brandon Routh.
Oh. Yeah, I think I know which one you're talking about. That one,
Yeah,
that
the one
one
where
is.
Super Baby kills a guy with a piano.
Yeah, that one's so forgettable. And with
It
that,
came and went.
yeah, I was saying, with that scene, you would think to yourself, how? What? How is that movie like not talked about?
That's the Superman where they show him getting shot in the eyeball and like the bullet bouncing off.
Yes.
What I always wondered when like guys shoot Superman is like, why do you think it's gonna work this time?
It's like they've run, he's like ran into like all of these goons who don't know who Superman are. Like, like how's that possible? How do you not know who Superman is?
Yeah, you think like these guys are like, yeah, I heard he's impervious to bullets, but I just assumed everyone shooting at him sucked at it.
Yeah, it's like everyone was like a stormtrooper, They just couldn't make contact. I'm gonna be the one that kills Superman.
Yeah.
Then he takes his gun and shoves it up his ass, and
You have to take a decent comic presence premise and just absolutely ruin it. Vinny, you said you've seen The Babysitter before. What did you think of it?
at the time being, I remember enjoying the pacing of the movie because it is only an hour and I believe is it 37 or 27 minutes.
It's 1 hour and 25 minutes.
Right, so I mean that's right there, perfect time for a movie in this genre, and I thought it was well shot. I enjoyed the actors and actresses that were in it. I thought it was funny, and then I somehow kind of didn't end up watching it a second time around, and this is like, I mean, the first time again that I've seen it, so.
Yeah, I saw it before. I liked it. I thought Samara Weaving was really good in it. This is why I was excited to see Ready or Not, a movie I probably wouldn't have been interested in otherwise. But because she was so good in this, I was like, I'll definitely give that one a shot. I probably like Ready or Not a lot more than this movie, but we'll get to that at the end of this, I guess. Yeah, it's a movie. It reminds me a lot of like Shane Black's writing, although it's not quite like that.
I can see what you're talking about there. Yeah, it's very cheeky and very fourth wall breaking kind of.
Yeah, and there's like one little nerd who's like super excited about old movie references.
I thought that would be like you though. Isn't that like your type of shit?
No,
No, actually, you know
I
what?
don't
No,
like when
that's
people put those in movies without like a purpose.
yeah, that's a good point.
I
How
don't
dare
like when
I?
like this is basically like the movie equivalent of a director taking you on the side on a party and being like, you have to watch this and this and this and this. And eventually you're just like, I'm gonna go talk to someone else now.
Yeah, I do hate that in conversation that come up to you and it's like you find like the one thing that maybe you have in common and then that person just smothers you in it and you're like, I no longer, you know what? You suddenly have made this conversation awful.
Yeah. This movie also has the thing I always hate, which is older writer thinks that younger characters are cool when they like things that old men would like.
That's just, an out of touch old guy trying to relate to kids. And I'm realizing in my 30s when I talk to like my teenage nephews, I'm like, damn, I really don't relate to them anymore.
Yeah, it's also like an old man constructing a world where it's like, you know what's really cool? The stuff I liked 20 years ago.
I like to think though that McGee is like that. The little blonde's like father, where it's like he's just trying to stay relevant and cool in some way.
To be fair, he didn't write this. This was written by Brian Duffield. Have you ever heard of him before? No, because he hasn't written anything good.
Oh, this was it, huh?
He wrote this and the sequel. Before this, he wrote that Natalie Portman bomb, Jane Got a Gun.
Mm-mm. Not ring,
Yep,
not
with
ringing
Natalie
bells.
Portman in a Western. Nobody saw it.
Damn, how are you gonna drop the ball on that?
It doesn't sound like a slam dunk necessarily. I
Yeah.
don't know, Vin. Is there anything else you want to talk about before we get into The Babysitter?
Yeah, you don't think that Natalie Portman can nail a Western, like, accent?
Natalie Portman is the type of person where I'm like, Natalie Portman, I love her. Now I look at her IMDb and I'm like, didn't like it, didn't like it, didn't like it. She's bad in this one, didn't like
You're
it.
like,
She's really bad in this one.
She's
And
like,
like, didn't like it, didn't like it, like it, didn't like it, didn't like it, didn't like it, like it.
that's a big list.
Yeah, she's basically good at like five things, and a couple of them are when was when she was 12.
Or Leon the Professional, yeah. That's great. Wasn't she
I
in
know she says it's creepy that men like that, but I was younger than her, so it wasn't creepy for me, baby.
Wow, you really do hang around long enough to see yourself become the villain in a conversation, huh? No, there's nothing else I want to talk about. Let's just get into the movie. I guess let's cast the movie real quick, huh?
Okay, we got tween nerd.
Yeah, that's
We got blonde tween.
yeah, that's his love interest on the side. Well,
Yep, we
outside
got
of,
some.
Samara Weaving.
Yeah, Samara Weaving, who gets to be herself. Also, Vinny, I found out she's not Hugo Weaving's daughter. She's
What?
his ne her nephew, his nephew.
What you mean?
No.
His niece.
Yeah. I somehow got that wrong four different ways.
You bet your ass I'm
She
keeping that
is
in.
his niece.
Yes. You got there. Swish
Nailed
in one.
it.
That's like me trying to putt after like my fourth one. I just throw the ball in the woods and say it. Listen, nobody's here to say it didn't go in, so fuck it.
Yeah, I'm putting that up like Larry Hughes in 2001. Just shoot till it goes in, baby.
Else we got? We have fucking Stephen Amell's brother.
Yeah, I just call him Green Arrow's brother.
That's perfect. All right, yeah, I like it. He's actually in a movie called or not a movie, the show, was it Reboot, I think, on Amazon. It's pretty good. It's not bad. I like it.
Maybe. He was also in the Mick G produced The Duff. Did you see The Duff?
I've heard of the Duff. He's the friend. No. He's in it. He's not like the
He's the boy. He's the love interest of Mae Whitman,
Is
who
he
is the
really?
dumb, ugly, fat friend or whatever it is.
Oh, he's the love interest of Egg.
Yeah, they get together in that, and they make out in a way in the end where it's like, it's a little too intense, and I'm like, oh shit, they're gonna fuck. Get out of here.
Get out of
Turn
the
the camera off. Turn the camera off.
room. Get out. Get out. Everyone, get out. Except for
He
me,
also
the
looks a
director.
solid 27 in this and in that.
I mean, that's just good genes. He's almost got like fucking Paul Rudd genes.
No, I'm saying he was too old for those movies. So let's move on.
Oh, out of place. All right, who else we got? We have.
We have black guy who was a Vine star. Vinny, do you remember Vines?
I do. I liked Vines better than TikTok, that's for sure.
Yeah, it was like the proto version of TikTok. Apparently he was famous on Vines, or as famous as you could get on
I
Vines.
thought he's pretty funny in this movie. And then we have the chick that
Bella
kind.
Thorne.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Well, I got a lot to say about her. Oof.
Yeah, before she made millions posting like nearly nudes on OnlyFans. We have my cat locked in the bathroom, so she
Artemis.
can't get out.
Jake finally figured it out.
Quick story, Vic. Can I tell you a quick story about my cat?
Yeah, go for it.
Okay. I had, let's call it boo-boo belly the other night, right? I went to bed at 10:30. I woke up at 12:50. There was a clicking noise downstairs. I thought it was my mini split, which does heat and air conditioning.
Yeah.
But anyways, so at first I'm like, ah, I'll just leave it. And then I'm like, nah, I better check because like it sounds pretty loud. I go downstairs. It's not my mini split clicking. It is. It's one of the burners on my stove. It's on, and the flame is on, and it's going click, 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 because it had only just been turned. V, I stared at it for 5 minutes, being like, what? And then I thought, is someone trying to kill me and my whole family? Then a picture entered my mind, a certain fat cat. Earlier that day, in search of food, hopping onto the stove. Does she do it gracefully? No. Suddenly a picture presses in my mind. In order to turn the burner on, one must press it and turn. Say, a fat cat hitting it, pressing it in, and then as she's falling, trying to grab onto it and turning at the same time.
Oh my God.
Thinking my cat turned the burner on my stove, and if I didn't wake up with boo-boo belly, she would have burned my house down. So here's what I did. I turned off the burner. I went to poop because that's why I was up and I could no longer stall it. Then I woke up my wife, told her about it, and we decided we had to take the knobs off all the burners so the cat couldn't do it again. And we put up tin foil on the edge of the stove so if she jumps on it, it'll crinkle and she'll fall down. This is the defense I have to set up so my cat won't kill me.
All right, well, from here on out on this show, you need to share at least one Artemis story for all of us. Because
I pray
clearly
none of them are ever as interesting as that again.
I mean, like, clearly your cat is trying to kill you.
I was really just like, oh my God, my house is about to blow up.
I just like the idea of like you stand there for like 5 minutes, like just trying to piece it together and be like, wait, am I gonna die?
I was really like, it's gonna blow up. I'm gonna blow up now.
Well, I'm glad you did blow up.
It's incredible that she managed to get it on just enough to get the flame going, because if she didn't, it would have been big problems, dude.
I have no words. Clearly, your cat is possessed.
She just wants food constantly.
I haven't seen her since she was a kid. She's like that fat now.
She's not fat. She just won't stop trying to eat.
Oh man, that's wild.
Anywho.
Hey, we have one other. Well, actually, you got a couple more characters.
Well, we got Asian girl.
Yeah, which I feel like I've seen her in stuff. Or at least
Yeah,
one.
she is in the babysitter.
She was in something else. She looks kind of like, oh God. What's her face? She just looks like the Asian version of,
Oh no. What are you going to say?
oh man. What's the name of that movie with, I can't remember her name, but like she has cancer, and there's like that song in the movie, you know, the Ain't No Mountain Higher. Who the fuck is her name?
What the fuck are you talking about?
This entire episode has gone off the rails.
Apparently, she was in Pitch Perfect.
Yes, okay. Yeah, that tracks. She does. I'll report back later of who I think it is. I'm gonna have to look up my phone. So there's her. Phoebe Bridges is also in this movie. She's the mom.
What?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Who's the mom then?
There's Leslie Bibb, I think.
Oh, no. Phoebe. That is fucking. Is it Leslie Bibb? No. Oh my God. What is
It's
happening?
either Leslie Bibb or Erin Hayes. Let's see. Leslie Bibb, mom.
Oh. Phoebe Antwell is the fucking the little girl, huh? No.
What little girl? No.
Why is she fucking coming up in this movie then?
Emily Lynn Land is the little girl. Who are you talking about?
This chick.
Firstly, who's Phoebe Bridges?
I believe Phoebe Bridges is
Are you talking about Phoebe Bridgers? Does she have a song in this?
No. Phoebe Atwell is another character apparently in this series. Oh, she must be in the second one. It has to be the second one.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't know. I have like a brain aneurysm or something right now.
Who's Phoebe Atwell? Why are you saying that like people should know?
Well, okay. Actually, that apparently, yes. Like, Phoebe Atwell is fucking Wednesday in that new Wednesday show.
Oh, oh my god. That's Jenna Ortega.
Oh.
What are you doing?
I don't know anymore.
What the fuck?
That must be like her character's name.
You just like, oh my god. You just stitch together two names and be like, they're in this. And it's like, it's nobody. They're like, it's the mom. No, it's Wednesday. You don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
She is Wednesday, though. Isn't she? Is she not?
Jenna Ortega, and definitely not Phoebe Atwell, a person who doesn't exist.
I mean, she does in the confines of this film series, apparently, but...
Unless it's Haley Atwell doing an impression of Phoebe on Friends.
Who's Haley Atwell?
She... What is the way to say without what I think of first with Haley Atwell? Captain America's love interest.
Oh, yeah, Agent 13.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Sweet All chance. Right. Anyways.
Yeah, then you got the mother and father.
Yeah, there's Ken Marino, too. Who's the father?
Right. He's been in stuff.
Yeah, he was in The State.
Nope. Try Party again.
Down?
No, I do want to watch that show.
Veronica Mars?
No. And that's a shame, too.
What a sad life you live.
That's a shame, too, because I like, oh, no. Kristen Bell.
I know, V. You're very busy watching Phoebe Atwell movies.
That's not true. I'm actually rewatching The Good Place right now.
Yep, and Phoebe Atwell's all over that one.
She is. She's everywhere.
They're always like, Janet, then Phoebe Atwell's like, what about me? A was a woo.
Oh, fuck. All right, should we just start talking about this movie?
I don't know. Are you going to do any better than you've done so far?
One can hope.
All right, then. Fine, let's do it.
Yeah, all right, let's go to the movies. I my brain might be leaking right now.
All right, let's tarry no further. Vinny, how would you have rated the synopsis of the last couple episodes? Synopses?
Synopsises?
Yeah.
Synopsi? Like an octopus?
Yeah.
They sucked. They weren't good.
Hence, reluctantly, Vinny, I'll do the Thanos. I'll do it myself, Kev. We have the triumphant return of Jake Notes.
Oh, wow. Josh Brolin wrote these?
What? No. The glove was too big. He can't type with that. Plus, every time he does, he's like snapping things out of existence, and we're like, uh-oh.
That's a shitty joke.
He's like, hold on, little one. But he's tying a laptop, because he's so big, and they're so tiny. Anyways, Vinny, Netflix, ka-chunk.
With that weird wireframe end now.
Uh-huh. Exciting music! John Carpenter synth thing. And we have a tween who was scared of getting a shot at the doctor. The doctor's like, why are you giving me shit, essentially.
Mm-hmm.
This has kind of a different vibe post-COVID.
In a little bit, yeah. This, I noticed that too. Where I'm just like, listen, stick me. Just do it. I don't care anymore.
Yeah, but this kid's been doing some of his own research, man.
That's what all the anti-vaxxers say.
It's like, stop trying to put chips in my brain unless they're from Elon Musk, my sweet overlord.
Oh my god. Ralph.
Anyways, the kid gets the shot and screams, and we cut to him getting nailed in the head with a basketball while someone screams, Pussy!
Jake, I'm not gonna say it, but I'm gonna say it. That might be a keepable moment for me.
Which time? It happens a couple times.
I mean, that one right there is pretty good because the guy is like out of focus. So you
Oh
see
yeah,
him in
we
the.
never see him.
Oh, he's in the background and he's doing like this thrusting, like, pussy!
At the same time, we get title screen. And then after school, some blonde girl, who's blonde tween, is babbling to him about a baby on the Mayflower. Do you remember any of this, Finn?
No, it just was like yammy, 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 all the way up until like her dad pulls up in the car.
She was like, there was one baby born on the Mayflower. He was a baby of no nation. Perhaps they said he was a citizen of Aquarius or something. It was like, like, you're a little cute, so I guess you'll just get away with this boring stuff for the rest of your life, huh?
Kind of. Is that where that song, The Age of Aquarius, came from?
Yeah, then that's exactly where.
Are you really? You
No.
fucker. You got me.
We find out her dad is having a midlife crisis and is recently divorced, so he pulls up in an extreme muscle car.
Yeah, he's got a leather jacket, and he's got his hair coiffed back, and he's got a mustache.
Yep, we find out two things about this guy. He loves his car and he doesn't like the nerdy kid.
He doesn't like the nerdy kid and has like he has a really weird relationship with his daughter. Has really weird vibes that he's putting out towards her.
Well, I'm frightened to hear your answer, but what do you mean, Vin?
Jake, come on.
No, what do you mean?
Jake, he's got some real pedo vibes like coming out here.
Because he has like a mustache, he barely says anything to the daughter. Anything you're talking about, you brought to it.
No, watch the movie. You'll see what I mean.
Nope, not there. All
It's
right,
there.
he peels
Josh,
out and
back
ba
me up. Email in.
No, nah, not it's just not remotely true. Okay. He's just like bored. He's like garden variety embarrassing. The cat will tear the door down in your mouth.
She heard
I'm
your.
debating whether she'll cause less damage if I let her out. All
I don't know. I think you need to keep her in. Keep going.
right, he peels out, embarrassing the daughter. Now there's some bullies circling on the way home. The main bully is bragging about fucking a sophomore. He says he's practically a senior on the inside. You know what I'm saying, bro?
That's a pretty great line.
Queen Nerd is not reverent enough, so he gets whomped for it.
He is a virgin.
Yep. Samara Weaving interrupts to be like, "Hey, why you messing with my tween nerd?" She also gets rock entrance music, so it's like,
Might as
she
well
whispers, "Go ahead."
might as well be the cherry bomb song.
It was similar to that. She whispers a threat into the bully's ear that is so off-putting that he's like, "You're crazy, bitch."
What do you think she said?
Nah, you know
It's
what?
okay, no one's listening.
Don't know why my mind went to like, "I'm gonna suck your dick so hard it'll pull your skeleton out." It's like, damn, you sick. Well, also, I'm interested.
Wait, maybe not. Am I gonna die? Wait, yeah, definitely I'm gonna die. No, let's not do that. And
Yeah.
then
Then she pops his tire on his bike. Also, the bike seemed to be stolen because one of them says, like, Lucy on it or something.
Oh, I didn't notice that.
Yep. Then she ch checks on Tweet Nerd and then blows on his palms, and he's like, "Goo goo goo."
She's like, don't check my pants.
She tells him to punch the bullies in the dick the next time, and if that doesn't work, to fall over if they're chasing them, tripping them, then kick them in the dick while they're on the ground.
Yeah, that's some pretty sound advice. Maybe it'll come up later.
Yeah, honestly, if you're ever in a fight, go for the dick or the eyes as quick as you can. You scratch someone's cornea, it doesn't matter how tough they are. They're not fighting back anymore.
This is... What's pretty great about this line is, like, it actually comes up kind of twice.
It sure does. Okay. Okay, now the dog has heard the cat trying to get out, and he has come to check on it.
He's come to rescue her.
There's solidarity amongst beasts. He immediately abandoned her.
He's like, cool, she's in there? All right, good to know. See ya.
Oh, man. All right,
back
so
to the movie.
She drives Tween Nerd home and jokes about his parents being in therapy. Losers.
I'm not laughing.
Then he mixes up prostitutes and Protestants, a mistake I only made once.
I miss Jake. Jake when he writes his notes. I forgot that he likes to slide those jokes in.
What are you talking about?
Shit. Anyways.
She asks him about his treehouse when they get back, and he's like, well, I gotta tear it down because like, I'm getting too big for it. She's like, I bet in no way will that pay off in the third act.
Yeah, they took the roof off, so all that's left is just the planks.
Yep. Then he scopes out her breast too long, and we get to as well, because this was directed by a man.
I mean, thank you?
Then they do E.T. fingers, and because his pants are constricting his waist right now, he says, ouch. I might have made up that last part.
No.
Down the street, Tween Blonde waves to him as the dad sprays his car with, let's call it a cock hose.
Ever do that? I've done that a couple of times.
Not when I was like older than 12.
I feel like every once in a while when my neighbors aren't looking, I just fool around like that. Just pew, pew.
That would feel like, in this case, particularly like you're pissing on your car.
Yeah, because she's a dirty girl and she likes that.
Well, no, 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 no. 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 Nerdy Tween finds his mom, Phoebe Atwell, underneath the house. No, it's Leslie Bibb.
Okay.
Married to Sam, uh-oh.
Phoebe.
Oh, no, now it's happening to me.
She's married to Phoebe Atwell, remember?
Ah, fuck it. All right, well.
That's what we're going to say every time you just forget something. It's just like, yeah, Phoebe Atwell.
She sends some traps down there, and he's like, aren't you scared of the spiders? And then she's like, yeah, I don't love them, but, you know, like, it's not a big deal. And he's like, am I a pussy? And his mom's like, well.
Kinda.
And she's like, maybe someday when you get older, you won't be.
That's not
now
true.
Now go get me a lemonade.
That's not entirely true, because if you've seen the size of those spiders in this movie, I absolutely be like, nope, torch the house.
Yeah, when you said there's spiders in there, I was like, got it. Then later, there's fucking like six tarantulas crawling around, and I'm like, what?
Yeah, yeah, where are we? Are we in the same house as like fucking in Leprechaun? Like, fuck that.
Generally, I find regular spiders more frightening than tarantulas. But, like, in an enclosed space like that, I wouldn't like that.
Yeah, Jake, you telling me that you wouldn't, like, you know, wig out if you're just, like, laying on the ground looking at something and a fucking tarantula comes walking your way?
No, I think I'd probably pass out like that guy with the glass bowl helmet and Jackass 4.
Yeah, that sounds about right. Anyways, now we fast forward to.
No, we didn't.
Yeah, aren't we like with like him now and his dad in the car?
Finny, who did the notes?
Oh, right. Yeah, it's not synopsis notes. It's you.
That's right.
Oh, fuck.
He clarifies, Finny.
I can't seat skip if I wanted to now.
No, you're stuck in here with me.
Fuck.
He clarifies he knows what pussy means. It means vagina. He says he's not retarded. Then she's like, don't say retarded.
Yeah, and we say the same thing. Don't say it.
Then she's like, wow, I can't believe that pussy knows what a vagina is.
What a retard. No, I'm just kidding.
No, no.
I'm just kidding.
Boo. Hey, then Ken Marino is giving him a driving lesson in an empty parking lot. But he immediately quits because he's a pussy.
Well, the kid does. Yeah, the kid, like, he starts the car, and his dad's like, go forth. And then the kid's like, no.
He's like, would you like to hear some statistics on teenagers dying in car accidents? It's like, none of them are on an open racetrack with just their dad.
Yeah, like, seriously.
So he's all set. Then Camarino's like, did you know even more kids die from worrying? That's one to grow on. Man, if he told me that, I'd have a panic attack.
I'm not worrying.
Kid, it's making it worse.
And you know what? He's going to make that anxiety even way worse because his dad's like, time to do some donuts.
Yeah, whatever. Camarino only gets 3 seats in this movie. He's going to ham it up.
I do like his
passionate hand job later.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, that scene's pretty good. marriage.
He asks his son if he's too old for a babysitter and if his friends make fun of him for it. He's like, well, they tend not to when they see her. And dad's like, oh, my God, right?
He's like, thank God I hired her.
I was like, oh, I just keep watching babysitter porn.
That's what he's looking at on his computer. He's getting that ham job.
Yeah, the porn starts with the girl being like, oh, hi, I'm glad you're home and that your wife Phoebe Atwell is gone. It's like, why is that always the name in these?
Here at Phoebe Atwell Agency.
Oh, man. At home, Dad is binging Mad Men, which is too much for the baby brain of tween boy. But
me
he
too.
Decides to go watching Mad Men on his own right away. If you think this doesn't matter, you're kind of right, but it kind of comes up once later.
It's a pretty good payoff. What I think is funny is after he spends the whole entire night binging it, he like, what does he say? Like, whatever.
Yeah, he doesn't like it. I don't know if he even got to the end of season one. I mean, maybe he did.
I mean, I did, and I was like, exactly, whatever.
No, come on. Season one has one of the great endings. Oh, man. With Mad Men? Are you kidding me?
Is that when we find out that Don Draper's actually fucking, like, some other guy?
Okay, listen. Pete tries to rat him out to the bosses, right? The bosses love Don, but they're afraid he's going to leave the company. So they're just like, who cares, Mr. Campbell? And then they boot his ass out of the room. Then he says to Don, he's like, you can fire him if you want, but you never know how loyalty could be won. But he's really talking about Don Draper.
Whatever.
Anyways. Yeah, it's too much for your baby brain.
I guess so. I don't know. There's maybe someday I'll watch it. Maybe I won't.
Then we cut to this kid like in like, I don't know what you would call it, like a Kinex car.
What?
You know, those like connect, like those like metal things that you put stuff together with.
Oh, it's like a hobby car.
Or a Rector set, something like that.
Like an RC car, kind of.
Yeah, but he's trying to dig it out with a knife. If this kid is that scared of like everything in the world, why the fuck is he wielding around this knife like that?
I don't have an answer.
Yeah, I call party foul on this one. Here's the problem, though. With my notes, you get more passive. How am I going to bring you back into the fold?
I just, you know what it is? Whenever we do your notes, I stop to just be like, all right, let Jake have his time. And then I'm like, great, I'll say what I gotta say. And then I wait for, I'm waiting for you. I'm like, okay, let's keep going. Yeah, this is good.
You're like, oh no, he got it. He got it. They're like, wait. Oh no, he got it
Yeah,
again.
okay, that's it. All right, let's continue.
Then he has no thoughts on the kid with the knife. All right, so the dad takes it from him, then he puts it in the dishwasher, where I imagine it'll stay forever.
Yeah, conveniently for later purposes.
On the way to school, nerdy tween tells blonde tween his parents go on trips to fuck. That's why the babysitter has to watch him.
Kind of like
And she
Cody.
says they. What do you.
He
No
does.
inside jokes.
Okay. He's not listening anyways. Who cares?
Exactly. And the listeners don't know who he is, so don't bring up people by first name.
One listener knows who he is.
Yeah, it's Phoebe Atwell.
That's right.
All right, she says that your parents probably fuck when you're home too. She's like, ugh. And she's like, and I bet your babysitter does too. And she's like, stay up and watch and tell me about it. Oh my God.
Yeah, this little girl is like the horniest little girl on the planet. No,
Yeah, whatever.
I just
She's
think,
not hurting anybody.
no, she's, I mean, she's not, but I think it's funny because her horniness does translate over to the second movie, actually.
I wouldn't know because I've never seen that one. But anyways, let's move on.
Yeah.
He watches Samira weaving and some nerdy teen boy from a distance. She is canoodling. That could be me in a couple years, nerdy tween thinks.
Someday, look at that guy's got a chance. Look at him stand there. He's like me.
Yeah, that's just like me plus two years. Anyways, while he's doing this, he gets whopped in the head with a soccer ball. Pussy!
I still like the first one better.
The parents are getting ready to leave for sex vacation.
Good for them.
Weaving shows up and does ET fingers again.
His pants not so tight this time though, so. Although
Yeah, we know.
you never know. Might catch the cold sweats when she touches him, like whoa.
Mom's rules are no violent movies, no junk food. I mean, this is all gonna get broken. Dad's
Right.
working on some jorts upstairs.
Yes, a lot of
This is
yada
all
yada
also like,
yada.
yeah, they kind of do a one shot here because Mick G's like, see, I almost made a Superman.
It's like, well, you tried, but I don't think you're ever gonna get that chance again, so.
You know what else I always think of for Mick G? Vin, you never saw the Punk'd, where Mick G has Katie Holmes over to his house, and then they fake a thing where like a woman leaves, and then his girlfriend comes and asks Katie Holmes like, "Was there a woman here
Oh,
before?"
I do
And Katie
remember
Holmes is
that.
like,
Yeah, 'cause then like all of a sudden shit like unfurls like a like oh yeah. That was a good one.
yeah, that's Mick G.
I didn't know that. That's hilarious.
Anyways, Marino tells the babysitter to call if there's any trouble. Then he's like, "Nerdy tween, don't cause any trouble." Then we cut to them dancing around a skinny light thing. I should say this is Samara Weaving and Tween Boy.
Yeah.
They have kind of a routine going. It's a montage, fun, sexy Samara Weaving, nerd. Later that night, they're naming an intergalactic team of five people to fight one big bad. His team, Vin, is. Oh no, it's her team first.
It's
I'm
her. This
sorry.
is her team.
Captain Kirk, Captain Picard, Will Smith, because I guess she couldn't remember his name was Steven something in those movies.
Oh, in fucking.
Independence Day.
Oh, was it Independence Day? I thought she was going with Men in Black.
No, because Jeff Goldblum's next.
Okay.
That Ripley and a xenomorph egg, which is like, that's too many. And there's no way that Ripley wouldn't torch that xenomorph egg.
Well, I do like that she, like, I don't know if you wrote down exactly how she plans out, like, how they're going to beat the big bad, where she's like, gets, like, Sigourney Weaver in there with that xenomorph egg, and they drops it off, and then Facehugger kills, like, the big bad.
Yeah, which I'm immediately like, great, you've just created an even worse big bad.
I know, like, listen, leave it to us. We're experts on aliens at this point. I certified experts on aliens. It's in our
Hey,
title.
well, obviously Samara Weaving hasn't watched 12 Alien movies like I have.
Yeah, watched fucking Prometheus and freaking Alien Covenant, bitch. We know it
Like
all.
anytime you mix a fucking xenomorph egg with something, you're getting something worse.
Yeah, fucking holy shit. What's his face? That fucking robot taught us that. He did all those experimental, like, genocide, you know? He knew.
Fassbender bot.
Fassbender bot, yeah. See? That goes a long way with us being certified alien experts. Jake, I wanted to ask you, what would be your intergalactic space team?
My team?
Yeah, your team.
Probably just five Fassbender bots and just one tub of goo.
That's a good one. I want Han and Chewie because those dudes look like. I mean, you gotta have them as a combo because if I just said Chewie, I wouldn't be able to understand the fuck he's saying. I need Han because, like, Han needs to be there to translate. But they know how to get themselves around some shit. And then I would like. I mean, they're good at piloting too. Oh no, we could really go down a real fucking deep hole with this. You know what? Fuck it. I just want Han and Chewie. That's it. Yeah, that's it. That's my team. Because they know how to
Your team
fight too.
sucks.
No, they know how to fight too.
All right, Vinny, I want Andor from Andor.
I haven't watched that show yet. I heard it's good. I don't really give a shit.
Please write in to tell me how mad you are that I didn't call Cassius or whatever his name is the right
This
thing.
is a Cassian, I guess. Who fucking cares? I hated Rogue One.
The guy from E2 Mama Tambien, who when he fucks, he comes too early and goes, "Ooh, mamacita."
He's sci-fi?
What?
It's supposed to be a sci-fi crew, isn't it? Your intergalactic crew. You know what? Jake Watts
No.
freaking
You know what? All
Jake.
three of them from E2 Mama Tambien, right? Both boys and the older lady that fucks them both.
No, Jake wants Chris Rock from Fifth Element.
And you know what? They're hot girlfriends in E2 Mama Tambien as well that they both also fuck.
I'm so
That's my
sorry.
five-person crew. Instead of defeating the big bad, we just all have sex.
I'm so sorry. I meant Chris Tucker, not Chris Rock. Anyways.
What? From Fifth Element?
Yes.
Oh, but Corbin, I ain't got no fire.
My man? My ma'am?
God, is he annoying in that?
Email in and tell us who your intergalactic crew would be. I skipped over what Jake was saying because I had no fucking clue what he was talking about.
You've never seen the Alfonso Cuarón movie, E2 Mama Tambien,
No.
which
Do I.
translates from Spanish to "and your mother as well."
Jake, do I look like someone has seen that fucking movie?
It's what launched him into prominence, Finn. It was the last movie he directed before he did Harry Potter and the Prisoner of Azkaban.
Ooh, mamacita.
It's never gonna be funny. If you ever come early, just throw that in there because it makes it worth it. Just go, ooh, mamacita.
That was a spicy meatball.
Then she tells him, it's like, you guys come early because you jack off too much. And I was like, that's what's causing it?
No. I feel like if you. What are we doing?
All right, back to the movie. Back to the movie. Anywho. Then they watch Billy Jack outside on a pretty sweet projector setup. They keep
Yes.
switching off doing the lines. Is it cute? It is.
I've never seen Billy Jack. I've heard it was pretty good.
What do you think of them doing the lines back and forth, then?
I mean, I do it every time I watch the first theatrical Ninja Turtles movie.
That's the same for me, but Y tu mamá también.
Especially the Mamacita line.
I'm trying to think about what upset people would be if I had them come to a party and I just kept playing that scene over and over. I was like, hold on, shut up. Everyone shut up. Ooh, mama, stop.
That's perfect. I could do better though. Rewind. It's
Ooh, mamacita.
little better. Gotta put a little stink on it. All right, one more time. Rewind.
All right, honestly, he's a little more desperate, so it's like, oh, mama's seat.
We're like almost an hour into this episode, and I feel like we are nowhere near
You're getting further from the end somehow. It's like the universe just constantly expanding. It just keeps getting further away.
We've turned this episode into an MMORPG. There's so many side quests.
Podcast host wants to talk more about Y tu mamá también. Do you want to listen? Click yes or no. You click no. He says, too bad. It talks about Y tu mamá también for an additional 20 minutes.
My God.
Anywho. Anywho, back to the task at hand.
Yeah, where the fuck are we?
All right, then he talks about. He asks Yvette later if she thinks his parents are getting divorced, and she's like, I hope not.
Yeah, Jesus.
Then he's like, Blonde Tweed's parents get divorced. And she's like, oh, you think Blonde Tweed is cute, don't you? And he's like, maybe. He's like, she's kind of like a little version of you. What am I saying?
I
And
didn't mean
she's
to say
like,
that.
how about I make you a shot for you to go to bed? And he's like, what? And she's like, all right, I'll make it a double. And he's like, what?
She comes back with like a nice like shooter, a whiskey, and then he's like,
Hold on, before that, Vin, because it's worth it.
okay.
He's like, my dad lets me drink Mike's hard lemonades all the time. And she says, that's the coolest thing I've ever heard in my life. Which, if a girl I thought was cute had said to me at that age, I might have literally died from embarrassment.
Like, wow, your dad literally does not care, or he doesn't know that there's alcohol in those.
Or just like, you are such a dork for thinking that's cool. He whips out, is like, won't you do it with me? And then when she's out of the room, he dumps it on a plant. Then he thinks like he did it when she comes back, like, ugh.
Cause he's a pussy.
Pussy. She takes him to bed. He FaceTimes a blonde tween. He's like, oh my god, yeah, show me your shoulder. She's like, what? And he's like, oh, I think the babysitter is fucking now.
Yeah, he's like she's supposed to be having some friends over and whatnot, and then the little blonde girl's just like maybe they're having an orgy, and she gets really invested in that detail.
A little later, Finn. First, babysitter checks on him, and he pretends he's sleepy. She's like, oh, he says, thank you for knowing me and treating me like I'm okay. Then she stops and gets all serious and is like, you don't think you're okay? And he says, I feel weird some of the time. She says, I like weird all the time. And he gets all teary-eyed. That's like, it's not going to seem so sweet in like 15 minutes.
Yeah, what kind of weird are we talking about? We'll see.
Then he's texting with Tween later when the doorbell rings. Blonde Tween is, this is when she says it's an orgy, and he has to Google orgy because he's never heard of it.
Yeah, and I like that they have like the text message screen shows like this the search images, but they're all kind of blurred out, so you kind of get the picture where it's like, ooh.
Yeah, he has Bing on safe search. You can turn it off. Don't worry about it, buddy.
Fucking Bing trying to fuck you over.
All right, he must like what he finds, Vin, because he starts sneaking downstairs. Some teens are playing Spin the Bottle, Green Arrow's Brother, Bella Thorne, Black Dude, Asian Girl, and Teen Nerd.
They form
Except we find out.
together. Voltron.
That's right. They kind of, yeah. They do a big group pose later, which is very like, yeah, you're freaking me out. Also, we find out it's actually Truth or Dare. Green Arrow's brother lies about wanting to sleep with Asian girl most. Sure, buddy.
Yeah, I mean, I'd hit it anyways.
Samara Weaving is up. Her dare is to kiss everyone here. She gives it to Green Arrow's brother and quotes The Godfather, which, of course, the movie has to stop to be like, it's Godfather 2. I love her. Another screenwriting trick I love, where you make an obvious reference and then say, allow me to point it out for the dumber of you people, and also to say, I like it.
Yeah, not only
Anywho.
that, he's like, we're gonna double down and make you like her even more so because here comes Bella Thorne.
Yep, and she kisses all around Bella Thorne's mouth, and yeah, this movie was made for teen boys.
Yeah, because
And some grown Jakes.
it may be some little Vins.
Yeah, she goes hard at this.
Yeah, she's like sucking on that lip, and then Bella Thorne's sucking on her lip, and I'm like, I gotta pause the movie and go to the bathroom.
Yeah, this, Jennifer's body gets a lot of press, and I'm like, this one goes on for longer, and me liking.
Yeah, maybe they both liked it too. Kiss each other more.
Yep, at the end of it, Weaving gives Bella Thorne back her gum. I'm like, damn. Black guy's like, I need a moment to recover. Then he gets some chapstick out and then tosses aside when she comes to kiss him. And she licks his face instead, like certain ex-girlfriends of mine.
And no, I do not like.
Then she does respectful forehead kisses to Asian girl. Then she crawls over to Nerd Teen, but he's like, I don't know. I don't know, you guys. I'm so nervous. Then she takes his glasses off and tells him to pretend they're not there. And he's like, even if I close my eyes, they're still there. And she's like, don't you trust me? And he's like, I. Yes. Then
Yeah.
she rocks his world. And then when they're done kissing, he's like, why are her arms raised like that?
You're like, why are your arms all the way up like that? And gurk!
Yeah, because it looks like she's doing V for victory. But it's actually V for eviscerate his head with two knives.
Yeah. And like, that second knife doesn't go in all the way, so she's got to really just do a hurt and like press it down even more, and he's just, and then it we see the tween upstairs with like look shocked, and then on the screen it just says, "What the fuck?"
Yeah. Then she tells Teen Nerd, you're helping to fulfill a great purpose. And he's like, I don't want to fulfill a great purpose, and then dies.
I
Then she
laughed a
pulls out
little
the knives. It was worth it.
It's too late, dude.
I'd love it if underneath there was an empty porpoise looking up at him like, num 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 num.
A great porpoise, get it?
Give it out, human blood.
Yeah, so then now they get the goblets out and they're trying to fucking collect the blood from this nerd's head.
Yeah, but it's flowing out pretty good on one side, but on the other side, the black guy's like, I think he's tapped out over here. Then he taps on his head, and all of it spurts out in his face and mouth, and he's like, ah, gross, gross.
They're all making fun of him.
Pretty much, yeah. And we even tells him things can get messy when you make a deal with the devil. That's like, all right, clunky exposition, but fine, good enough.
Yeah, they don't really go into deep detail on what the fuck they're doing, really.
Yeah, Bella Thorne tells Black Guy he looks like Carrie, but black. And I'm like, no.
I like his response, though.
He tells her she looks like Big Bird's side bitch because she has a real yellow cheerleading outfit on. That was a much better
Yeah, that one's like up top. That's definite up top quality.
Weaving takes out an old black magic book. Black guy says she knows it by heart, so why does she use the book? Because she likes it. Okay. Then
Moving
she
on.
says, let's get started before they take the blood of the innocent upstairs. The tweet is watching this whole time, and this is the first time he's like, uh-oh, that's
Yeah.
me.
Yeah, I'm the blood of the innocent. Me!
So he goes upstairs and he calls 911. Then he gets a pocket knife to protect himself and some sneakers. Then he pretends to go to sleep. The kids come in. Black guy says his hobby must be getting bullied. He's not wrong.
He got it in one.
Then he's like, why is this kid reading the secret? He's like, he doesn't need to know what the secret is.
Suspicious, right? He's just like you're a little curious.
Weaving
What's
says,
the secret?
try not to find wisdom in stupid self-help books. Anyways,
Oh.
there's secret number one, bitch. Weaving says he won't wake up because she drugged him and she definitely saw him drink those shots. Asian girl has a needle to get blood from the kid. She's taking forever to get the needle in his arm. He manages to stay quiet, which I'm like, what the fuck, man?
I know, like, dude, even when I get like blood drawn, I make a little bit of a
Yeah, they also like stick it in his arm 3 times before, like, where the fuck's the vein?
Where's
Stab,
it?
stab,
Stab, stab,
stab.
stab. Ow, 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 ow.
Then they take the blood from him, they head out, and Weaving gives him a little kiss fingy on the nose, where she kisses her fingies and puts the fingies on him. Then she notices the window is open. That's strange. He springs out of bed and runs for the window. He gets his sheets ready for the rope to drop down. Then he starts going like, look, because they just took his blood.
Yeah, and
He
then he
falls
passed.
down. Yeah, go ahead.
Well, he passes out, and then like the last thing he notices before he's passing out is Samara Weaving's just standing in the door frame.
Yes. Then he wakes up and he's surrounded by the teens, including Green Arrow's brother, who is shirtless.
Yeah, of which the first thing that he asks when he wakes up, why is he shirtless?
Did he? We never find out.
No, not at all. I actually think it's pretty hilarious.
Bella Thorne's just like, look at him. Why wouldn't he be? Oh, nom, nom, nom,
Yeah,
nom.
she's like, he's a snack.
I'm gonna hump my way across the room at him. If I start humping in that direction and his dick happens to end up in me, it's not my fault.
They're like, Jesus Christ, put it in your pants. And she's like,
They're
I'm
like,
trying to.
knock it off. We're all sitting on this couch and you're just moving your end doing that.
Thunk, thunk, thunk.
Weaving instructs Asian girl to give him a cookie. She's like, you need it because they took your blood. He won't eat it, but she tells him to eat the cookie.
She's like, cookie.
Asian girl shoves it in his mouth and she's like, good boy, like all creepy.
Yeah, that Asian chick is like the creepiest like character in this movie.
Weaving asks him why he's awake, and he's like, I was gonna go smoke in the woods. The black guy's like, you gonna leave me out, bro? Like, you're just not.
I'm standing right here, man. Like, come on.
I think Bella Thorne also says, like, I would also like to smoke marijuana. She's a fucking narc.
Yeah, look at that outfit. She's definitely working for 21 Drum Street.
Yeah. And then Weaving's like, why didn't you drink your shot? He was like, you're not supposed to give shots to kids. But he's trying to work his pocket knife on the rope in the meantime. She's like, what did you see? And he's like, just a bunch of assholes I don't know in my house. Then Thorne's like, dude, do you not see the mirror behind you? We can tell you're cutting the rope. Then he starts going faster, and she's like, what the,
And she's like,
what
look at him
the
go.
fuck are you
She's like, he's cute. Look at him, like, really try.
doing? Then he's like, I won't tell your parents you were having an orgy and you needed my blood for it. They all laugh at him because his Googling was so bad.
They're like, what do you think an orgy is?
Yeah, and he says, orgies are just sad people meeting other sad people. They're trying to distract themselves from being sad for some small part of their pathetic lives. Green Arrow shirt's like, you kind of nailed it, actually.
Yeah. He's like, you're not wrong.
It's like, but in the middle there, like in between all the arms, not so sad for a few minutes.
It's really sweaty and sticky in a lot of areas, so it's like it helps you like forget all the sad stuff. But then when you get your release, then the sad comes back.
Well, doesn't it always?
Then some projectile hits you and then it all comes out.
Nothing like those 30 seconds after you're done where you're like, wow. And you have to deal with like what it looks like to get you there.
Like, I can't get out of this pile quick enough.
The only thing you could see is the pale light from your computer on your skin.
And somehow it makes you even look like twice as ugly too.
You're like, I need to clean up before I fall asleep. But it's a real race against the clock. Anywho. Ooh, Mamacita.
No.
Weaving says they needed his blood for a science project, and Tweed Nerd's like, you could have just taken it. She's like, let's agree this was a misunderstanding. Then the cops show up and he yells, help!
Yeah, she's just like, did you call the cops? And he tried fighting it off like he did it, and then eventually, yeah, he's screaming help. And those cops bust into the house.
Yep, and then Green Arrow's brother tosses a fire poker through one's eye.
Yeah, that cop's not dead. He's just standing there with that thing like freaking balancing out of his head. He's just like, ah.
Yep, he manages to shoot one right into Bella Thorne's breast.
I
And then
think it
Weaving
shoots
cuts the
her
other one's
across the
throat.
fucking room.
Then Weaving cuts the other one's throat, spraying blood all over Black Guy again. So he's like, ah! Green Arrow's brother grabs the poker in the other guy's eyes and then really works at it until he knocks some skull out.
Yeah, that
The
Asian.
Asian girl is like, yes!
I love it. Meanwhile, like the black guy's like, what the fuck, man?
Yeah, he's like, one in three people have STDs. I basically have AIDS now. There's blood all over me.
Love this dude.
They radio in asking for a one eight, what the status on the 187 call. And Weaving's like, Nerd Tweed, what's the code for all clear? And he says a code but looks away. And she's like, no, he always looks away when he's lying. And he's
Bad
like, it's
tail.
10-4. Green Arrow's brother gives it in. Everything's fine now. Thorne springs to life and she's like, no, my breast! It ruined my breast! What's the point of getting everything you want if it ruins your cans? Nobody's gonna want to motorboat me now. The black guy's like, what are you talking about? You want one of these? Like, brrr. He's like, or one with like a little more, like, brrr. He's like, one with a little bit of like tongue where it's like,
We're all laughing, and this gives like the tweet a chance to like try to break free.
one more thing, because I love it, and he's not going to be here much longer. The
Okay.
black guy also speculates this might help with their personal development. Because he's like, I know this girl. She's like flat as hell, but she's got a dope personality.
And it's like at that point he's just like, "I'll see you later, folks."
He's like, "Well, all right, you better great audience." Because the kid runs upstairs, he goes to chase him, but then he slips on one of his cars and he falls all the way down to the bottom onto a trophy.
Yeah, he smacks his head on the fucking railing on the way down too. So it's like they really like fucked this dude up on his way out of the movie.
Yep. Weaving sends Green Arrow's brother after the tween. The tween locks the door and tries to climb down his rope again. Then Green Arrow's brother gets him. He starts yanking him back up. The sheet rips and he hits the ground like, "Oh!"
Yeah, it looked
Green
like
Arrow's
it
brother's like, "Keep breathing, bro."
Yeah.
All right, then Tween Nerd hides in the garage. Teen Nerd's body jump scares him. He gathers supplies, bug spray, blanket, lighter, and fireworks. He goes into the crawl space, and here are the tarantulas.
Yep. At nighttime, too. Oh, Jake, no. I couldn't do it. I'd fucking, my heart would be beating so fast.
I was also like, where's this movie take place? And then I was like, what's that place they're in Leprechaun?
Arizona?
I feel like in Leprechaun, it's supposed to be like Minnesota or something.
Oh,
though, but
yeah.
They fucked it up.
No, I think they said they're in Vermont or something, or New Hampshire.
There's something where it didn't make sense. Anyway,
yeah, like, no, we don't have tarantulas up here in the fucking Northeast.
Vinny hides under the blanket under the house. Good one. I imagine there'll be like nothing under here but a kid-shaped blanket, and then like, damn, where'd he get to?
Well, hey, he almost tricked the Asian lady because now she's the one that's chasing after him.
Yep, she takes the screen off and checks it out with the flashlight. She smacks two tarps, knowing the inevitable law of three. And she strokes a tarantula that's on top of his blanket, but doesn't notice the boy underneath, even though the blanket is, let's call it, translucent.
I was thinking that too. I'm like, it's not really like a real deep cover blanket.
Yeah, I imagine the thread count is not enough to keep light out, but whatever. When she turns around, Nerdtween flicks the spider off directly into a trap, which frankly is like some Steph Curry-level shooting.
A swish.
Then Asian girl's like, "Oh, there he is. I wonder how long it'll take your parents to find your body." Yeah. He sets off a... Yeah, go ahead.
No, well, I mean, like, she then, like, goes on a fucking rant, and, like, half the time I'm like, I can't even... What is she saying?
She's like, "Well, you think they'll get it the first day?" Or, like, because, like, the smell will come in from under the house.
Okay. That's good shit. I wish I put on the subtitles. I couldn't tell because, like, the music was kind of overpowering, like, her what she was talking about.
Yeah, because they were trying to get the triumphant, like, firework thing off, except he misses her.
Yeah. Yeah.
But then she gets her hand stuck in some traps, so she's like, "Oh, my fingies!"
Yeah, that would suck.
And he crawls out and screws the screen back in, locking her down there. Then she's kind of stabbing at the screen. Then he sprays her in the face with the bug spray. Which, like, I thought the bug spray was going to go with the fire.
I mean, it did in a way.
Not really. What happens is the firework explodes, throwing him back and lighting her ass up. Then she's like, "I'm still alive!" But as she's saying that, it blows up again and she's dead.
That's good shit.
You know what doesn't happen, Vin?
The house doesn't, like, completely, like, engulf in flames?
Yeah. Yeah, it's extremely localized just in your basement fire. You know, one of those.
Yeah, you know. That's some good insulation or whatever.
Yeah, good thing heat doesn't rise. Green Arrow's brother comes out of the shadows with a slow clap. I'm not kidding.
Still like, shirtless.
Yeah, no. It gets increasingly like inexplicable. He's like, "Did you blow up Asian girl?" And he's like, "I'm not even mad. I'm a little impressed." That nerd tweet makes a run for it. He's like, "Yes, we're doing this." Then he does the drop thing where he trips him. Then he kicks Green Arrow's brother in the balls. The Green Arrow's brother's like, "You missed my dick. How'd you miss it? It's huge." The kid's like, "I think it's tiny."
Not cool, bro. How you gonna say my dick is tiny? Come on.
Then while he's choking the kid, there's a noise where some eggs are hitting the house, and Green Arrow's brother's like, what's this? He's like, bullies coming to destroy my house. And he's like, wow, well, I'm about to murder you, but also, I think it's important you stick up for yourself. Go confront this bully. What?
Yeah, he's like really pep-talking him up. He's just like, you need to kick this dude's ass. Stand up for yourself. And I'm like, what is happening? Why is he being like a big brother to him right now? Maybe he never had a little brother, sense. Jake.
He gets him a little smooch and he says, like, go along your way. So the tweet goes to talk to the bully and he's like, listen, I'll walk my right side, my right foot along the side of your face. Then he tries to kick him and gets kind of a glancing blow. Then the main bully drops him with one punch. Then he's like, I'm going to level with you because my face is broken now. There's a guy over there. He's trying to kill me. They're going to do, I'll do anything you want if you'll help me. Main bully's like, all right, here's what we're going to do. I'm going to hop on my bike and then you're going to hop on the back. We'll go for help. And he's like, nah, I'm fucking with you. He breaks an egg on his face. He says, good luck getting murdered, dude.
And there goes the bully out of the scene. And the kid's like, how could I? I've trusted you. And two, bully.
Yeah, this is like every Professor X Magneto comic. It's like, we need to join forces. Magneto's like, okay. Egg in your face. Take that, you bald freak.
And he's like, Eric, please.
Mutants forever. Humans never. Good luck getting murdered, dude. I hope Apocalypse blows your shit up.
I mean, I don't blame fucking Magneto. I think Professor X is kind of a douche anyways.
How dare you. Green Arrow's brother says at least he stood up for himself. Now let's commence with the murdering. The tween nerd's like, can't we like not do that? And he's like, no. Unlike everyone else who showed up here, I came here to kill someone.
Uh-oh. So right, then the murder commences.
Slaps him in the face, and the guy's like, yes, let's do it. Then Tweet Nerd climbs up in his treehouse and knocks the boards out. Green Arrow's brother does some Warriors and Friday the 13th references. Did you pick him up, Finn?
No, I didn't.
He does Tween Boy, come out yeah. And play.
Yeah, and then, that's McGee doing it again.
Yeah. We still haven't found out why his shirt isn't on. Green Arrow's brother uses a rope to climb up behind him. Then he promises he won't let him die with egg on his face, and he wipes the egg off of his face. Then he looks down at the egg cum on his hands. Then as he's giving
Did
a villain
speech...
Did you
call it egg cum?
That's what it looked like. It looked like he jerked off an egg and it came on his hands. What are you looking at? You don't have any notes.
Egg cum? Okay.
Yeah, that's what egg yolk is. It's just egg cum.
So what's the middle?
I take my cum egg runny.
You gotta promise me next time we go out to breakfast, that's how you're gonna order it. And then they're gonna be like, what'd you say? Like, I like my eggs runny.
Ironically, having whites only is like opposite of egg cum. Anyways, the treehouse starts collapsing because he's too big. That's why they were taking it down.
Mm-hmm. And then we get into some wild fucking shit here.
Yeah, the physics don't quite work out, but essentially, as it collapses, the kid lands on his feet like a cat, but he gets caught in the rope and he snaps his neck, Green Arrow's brother, so he dead.
Yeah, Green Arrow's brother is just hanging there while, like, the tween is, like, hanging off of him, like, oh.
Yep, now Weaving gets a shot off, and the kid's like, why do we have a gun, as he runs away. Tweedbot opens us up the door and he runs in and falls on top of her, so they can be like, oh yeah.
Rubbing parts.
Joss Whedon's like hot, but do it with Wonder Woman.
Kids?
That actually happens in his Justice League. Anyways,
oh,
he tells
it does.
Her about
You're
the murders.
Right.
Yep. Then she's like, my dad is out with a Protestant, so these kids have a lot in common, I guess. They go and hide, and Weaving comes in. Lock the door, kids. It's hide and seek time, Vin, and not in that ready or not fun way.
I wish I remembered how that song went. The
it's
ready
time
or not
for you to hide and seek. Something like that, right?
Yeah, yeah.
The tween's duck into a bathroom. He apologizes for dragging her into this. We find out he knows cops codes because he wanted to be a cop, and only Babysitter knew that. Also, he has a problem with black people. I assume.
Oh.
Anyways. Bondtweed kisses him. He says, the last guy I saw get kissed got stabbed in the head. She says, just because Weaving is evil doesn't mean all women are. Oh, women.
I'm trying to clock this to think, is like, is this something that they're going to carry over to the second movie? I don't know.
Oh, Phoebe Atwell knows. He tries to lock the door, but she's like, this door locks from the inside. And he's like, oh. Then she's like, he says, I'm glad we kissed. And she's like, maybe we make out next time. Oh my God. Dunk, dunk, dunk,
Is that her, like, taking his head into her crotch? Like, dunk, dunk, dunk.
No, it's just her humping the door on the other side.
Oh. Using the doorknob.
Oh my God, Samira Weaving killed everyone and came all over that doorknob, Dad.
What?
She's the one that's been using your electric toothbrush, too.
Gross.
Anyways, he runs outside and makes a ruckus to draw out Samara Weaving. He goes back to the house and finds Bella Thor not moving. He checks to see if she's breathing and then gives her a breath poke. Nothing. He goes to the kitchen and finds the evil book, but Thorne is alive and beating the shit out of him.
Yeah, she's just fucking punching him and punching him. And the only way that the tween knows how to get her off is he punches her in her boob.
Yeah, he works her shot boob like it's a speed bag, just like da 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 da. Then she's like, oh, you fucking pervert. And he's like, what? You can't tell me I'm not allowed to defend myself. And then she's like, yeah, but you don't have to do that. Oh, you fucking sick freak. And he's like, you tried to kill me. And she's like, I didn't do it by touching your dick, you fucking little freak.
And that's where that lie where it's like you kick him in the dick like comes into play again.
She's like, I just wanted my dream job. I wanted to be a journalist. And he's like, I don't. You probably didn't have to make a deal with the devil to get that job. Then she's like, oh, I guess we should just call it all off again. Nah, snoogins. They throws a million glasses at her. Then he's like, oh, the knife of the dishwasher. But then as he goes to open it, we get a quick cut of the mom giving a dispassionate hand job to the husband, being like, hey, are you the one that put the knife in the dishwasher? He's like, yeah, I think so. And she keeps jerking his dick. And she's like, it goes in like the chopping block. Don't put it in there. He's like, oh, okay.
Well, you know, he's watching that babysitter porn.
Oh, your wife said she won't be back for hours. I thought I'd stick around. Oh, God, yeah.
While his wife's jerking him off, and he's just like, see, this is fun.
Thorne has the knife, and she's like, I'm gonna fuck you up. But before she stabs him, Weaving blows her brains out. And Weaving's like, she was so annoying. And she's like, so what's the deal? Are all my friends dead? And he's like, yep. She's like, well, I just disappeared the cops' bodies. I guess I gotta leave town again. Then he's like, how about I burn your fucking book? And he's like, the only thing that can stop me is some third act exposition. She's like, all right, I'll explain it all. So essentially, the long and short of it is you mix the blood with the innocent, with the blood of some type of sacrifice, then you get whatever you want from the devil. We kind of knew this by this point, right?
Kind of, yeah, you pieced it together in a way. I mean, it's very basic, and they don't really talk way too much about it.
Yeah, but he does tell her she's like Don Draper. She's all hot and cool, but a jerk. She's like, you just ruined Mad Men for me. Then she says she used to be small and scared, but now she's strong and confident. And
You
he's
know
sad
what?
because she...
I think I know why that they added the Mad Men stuff in there. 'Cause wasn't like Mad Men like one of the big like shows that was on like Netflix for a while?
It probably was around this time.
So actually makes a lot of sense.
Like, get a plug in for Mad Men, okay? Maybe
Yeah.
Breaking Bad.
I'm almost positive that that's it has to.
He's sad because she just used him to get what she wanted. She's like, no, I chose you. I shot Thor, not you. You're my guy, little buddy. And he's like, are you the first kid you am I the first kid you ever did this to? And she's like, sure.
She's like, yeah, absolutely. Oh fuck, don't look it up. Don't look it up.
She's like, first, 27th, whatever. She's like, how about this as an alternate pitch, okay? All my friends attacked both of us. Then we get a quick shot of all those times where they're chasing him, but she's there with him, like, oh, so scared. Then she's like, how about it? Are we a team? He's like, well, I got a plan too. And he burns her book. And she screams and chases him. He tosses the book on the ground and makes a run for it. She tries to beat the fire down. And then we get a We Are the Champions. Mike, what do they call it? Needle drop?
Yeah, sure. Yeah. Little needle drop as Tween is driving that car. And we think that
Yeah.
he's trying to get away, but
It would make sense, right?
yep.
No, he turns around and pumps the radio up. Then he jumps the car into his house, cartwheeling it through the house into Samara Weaving. What? Somehow we are to conclude he lives through this, even though it is impossible.
Well, technically, other parties lived through this too, but anyways.
He crawls out of the car with only mussed up hair for an injury. A car he just upside down crashed through his house.
Makes perfect sense. I don't see
Whew.
a problem here, Jake. Nothing at all.
She is lying under the car, dying but beautiful. The only signs of damage are a small blood spot on her side.
She's like, ah. Oh. I'm so disgusting.
Marion Cotillard in Dark Knight rises.
I fucking seen. Holy shit, was that bad?
She's like, T I want to know your intergalactic dream team. He's like, okay. That guy from Battlestar Galactica, you know, a positive times a positive, he's a positive.
Yeah, I guess so. I don't f fuck with
It's
Battlestar
Edward James
Galactica.
almost. Yeah.
Oh, then
Data.
Data, which everyone loves
Predator.
Data.
I'm like, ridiculous. Predator would hunt them all.
Yeah, Predator's like he don't like those monkey men. I don't know about
Absolutely not. The moment they pick up a gun, they'd all be dead.
I don't know about Data though. I
He's
think he
like,
feels
and
about
us too.
robots.
Yeah, I don't know about Data either. I don't know.
Yeah.
What I'd like to see is Data square off with David or Fassbender, buh.
Fassbender bot, that'd be fucking sweet. That's the next movie. That's the next logical step right there.
Right. And he's like, and us too. And she's like, what? I didn't know we could add ourselves. She's like, except the problem is I'm the big bad. He's like, I loved you. And she tries to give an ET thingy, but he's not in a returning mood. He goes outside and emergency services are here. Then we cut to divorced dad, furious his car was stolen. Blonde tween tells nerdy tween she thought he was going to drive away. He's like, I couldn't leave you, baby. The main bully hears the tale of what nerd tween has done. His minions are no longer loyal to him. They now worship at the altar of nerdy tween. The parents are home, hugs all around. They ask him what happened, and he says, I no longer need a babysitter. It's over!
Wow. Impressive. Finished that at the 130 mark.
Vinny, I selected the movie this week. It falls upon me to ask you the eternal question. Did I scare you?
No. No. I don't even know
It's not
why we asked
scary.
this
Not
fucking
remotely
question.
scary.
I don't know why we asked this fucking question anymore. I
No,
guess the title.
it's the point of the whole show.
It's.
Did you like the babysitter?
Yeah, man, I love this movie. This movie's awesome.
I wouldn't say I love it, but I like it. Yes, it's fun and it's funny. It's good enough.
I definitely, cause
I
like
definitely
I,
like Ready or Not better, but
oh
yes, I like this movie.
yeah, I like the setups in Ready or Not. I like the setting too. It's a little darker in Ready or Not, a little grittier, so it has like a semi-realism kind of aspect, but then like the ultra fucked up shit in Ready or Not hits a little harder. This one, it's like it's a little cartoonish in some ways.
Yeah, by design.
Yeah, which is great. It's still good. I laughed a lot. I do enjoy Stephen Amell's brother fucking shirtless, and I didn't realize how funny he really is. Like, he's fucking hilarious.
Yeah, his character is very difficult to understand though, because like he's a psychopath. He also seems to be trying to like form an emotional bond with this child.
Which is
I don't really get it.
I think it's hilarious because it's almost like he's like, now's my chance to be a big brother, do the right thing, but still gonna kill you.
They kill you right after.
Don't know, I
Yeah,
like
no.
it.
I love Samara Weaving. I think Samara Weaving for me is like what other people see when they look at Margot Robbie.
Yeah,
Because
I
her
agree.
appeal is lost on me, kind of, but I love her.
Yeah, I
And they
love.
look kind of alike, and they're both Australian.
Yeah, it's crazy to think that, like, I'm like, holy shit, they really do look exactly the same almost, except Samara Weaving is in way more movies that I enjoy more than Margot Robbie. Well, I do like Suicide Squad, and I do like Wolf on Wall Street.
I hate the Wolf of Wall Street. Let's move on. Me, if you're any character in this movie, who would you be?
That be that nerd that gets stabbed in the head.
Because
I fell. Growing up, like going to high school, I did fall along into like a lot of parties just because I was like, well, I don't get invited to doing a lot of stuff with these people, so I mean, I gotta take my chance. And then one time I smoked a blunt with like one of these dudes. He definitely got it was laced, and I did not have a fun night. So, I know what it's like to fall in with a crowd and it end up in a bad situation.
guess I'm blonde tween because I'm also nosy about people's sex lives.
Aren't we all?
We're like, go downstairs and tell me what they're doing. Oh my God, yes.
She's fucking all over that doorknob right now. She's like, yes, pop, 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 pop. Gifable moment, and don't you dare say the doorknob.
Can't believe Samara Weaving came in here and made that celery stalk disappear. And also, could someone drive me to the emergency room?
It's stuck up there. Okay.
Now that's a high stakes game of operation. Anyways. Give him a moment.
I mean, we
I'm
all
trying
know.
To think of one that's not horny.
I mean, mine's the ball in the gym and pussy.
Yeah. Mine's probably Samara Weaving and Bella Thorne making out. That's just for a private collection. That's not for sharing.
It's just for me alone.
That's a gift from me to me.
It was a very gif-able moment for myself.
So that's good. Yeah, I think that'll do it for us with this movie. It's a solid movie. I would say like a B-style movie. Mm-hmm. Good enough.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
all right, V.
Yeah.
Do we have any mail for this week?
Let me double check and refresh this bad boy. No.
Okay, well, if people did want to mail us, where could they do so, Vin?
Do so by emailing us at our email at disbypod@gmail.com. That's disbypod@gmail.com.
And Vinny, if instead people wanted to reach us on Instagram or Twitter?
Our Instagram is Did I Scare You Pod, and our Twitter is disbypod.
Okay, please reach out to us. We would love to hear from you. All right, Vinny, we are at the time of the week where you select the movie for next week. What will we be watching next week?
Well, Jake, I enjoyed this movie so much that while I was on Netflix and perusing, I had noticed that there was actually a sequel to this movie, and I was completely unaware that they actually made a sequel to this. I figured, fuck it. You know what? Like, when's the next time we're really going to circle around to this shit? Let's just get it done and over with. Let's watch the second movie, The Babysitter, Killer Queen.
Okay. I haven't seen that one. I don't know that... I know that a lot of the cast of this one is in that one, so I was a little confused about how that would work, but I guess we'll find out. Please watch along at Netflix at home if you'd like. And that's pretty much going to do it for us this week. A thank you, as always, to Rebel Escape Pod for letting us use our song Monster for our intro and outro. You have been listening to Did I Scare You? I have been your host, Jake Albrecht.
I am his co-host and America's littlest brother, Vin.
And hey, thanks for the ride, Phoebe Atwell.
How you doing, lady? Thanks. Thanks for the ride.
Thanks for the ride, lady. Thanks for the ride, lady.
Thanks for the ride.
Thanks for the ride, lady.
Thanks for the ride.
Thanks for the ride.
Thanks for the ride, lady.
Never